Hello, and say yes to another Outside the Box. Today's topic is History of Ending Poverty. In a previous Outside the Box, I talked about how those experiencing poverty, what's really just a lack of money, have repeatedly advocated for themselves. They've not accepted their circumstances without a struggle, and they're still, even today, doing that. They've fought back, resisted, and non-cooperated. Whether they were colonists before the Revolutionary War, slaves in the South, mill workers in the North, immigrants, victims of the Depression, or part of more recent campaigns for rights and respect. If someone has a good-paying job, they're fine. But if they don't, they're likely to be in poverty. Many who had jobs but inadequate pay in the past went on strike withholding their labor until they got enough to meet basic needs. Strikes were a primary but not the only effective way to overcome poverty. Women have led food riots even back in the late 1700s during the Revolutionary War. Merchants in Boston tried to drive up prices on staples such as coffee and sugar, but women would have nothing of it. One merchant, Thomas Boylston, was thrown into a cart by the women, after which Boylston agreed to open a warehouse so the women could distribute food to others in need. A rumor that Boylston had been spanked by the rioters also persisted. The first of many mill worker strikes, led by women weavers, took place in Pawtucket, Rhode Island in 1824. Mill owners tried to extend the workday, already 15 hours long, reduce wages, and cut meal times. About 100 women went on strike. The strike spread to other mills. Finally, when one burned down, the owners compromised and the strike ended. Here are some other notable strikes not too long after the Revolutionary War. The successful Philadelphia General Strike of 1835 for a 10-hour day and higher wages. More strikes by mill workers throughout New England for better pay and working conditions, almost always led by women. Strikes by railroad workers, many of them Chinese, and miners, usually immigrants, who came to the U.S. for a better life and discovered that life was not better unless they fought for it. An anti-rent strike in upstate New York against wealthy landowners charging unaffordable rents to those living on the land. The 1860 strike of shoemakers in Massachusetts. Large strikes by cigar makers, farm workers, and those who are unemployed. And an 1899 strike by newspaper sellers, mostly children, as told in the musical film Newsies. There were a lot more efforts by workers to escape poverty in the first half of the 1900s. Some of the better known efforts, campaigns led by Mother Jones against child labor. The 1937 sit-down strikes by auto workers. Bonus marches by World War I veterans in 1932 to collect on U.S. government promises for extra pay. Campaigns led by the U.S. Communist Party to prevent evictions of tenants throughout the country. And organizing by the industrial workers of the world to create one big union. After the establishment of a welfare-like system in this country, following World War II, a welfare rights movement began. The National Welfare Rights Organization represented many of those receiving benefits from the mid-1960s to the mid-1970s and led efforts to humanize the welfare system. Currently, the welfare rights focus is on economic rights, the right to adequate food, housing, health care, transportation, warmth and cooling, and child care. For many, overcoming poverty also means having as much as your neighbors. It means not being victimized by an economic system that does not care whether a minimum wage is enough to live on. It means having economic as well as political rights, despite efforts by wealthy individuals, businesses, and politicians to take those rights and that power away from them. Those who are poorly paid workers and or have low incomes have not accepted their status historically without resisting. It's clear they will continue to struggle until they have enough to live on and maybe a little bit extra. Have you ever lived in poverty? How was that experience? I'm Larry Danziger, always low income, but never feeling that I was living in poverty.